May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Okay, 5 minutes. Five. Let's start with the gospel lesson for today. Well, let's start for this year. Oh, now, Mike's timing. All right. This is year 2018. Last year was 2017. Next year is 2019, right? So we count our years with numbers. Numbers. All right. In Jesus' day, it wasn't numbers. It was who was in power. The 15th year of the Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea and Herod was the governor of Galilee. You remember Pontius Pilate, he had Jesus crucified, and Herod, he had John the Baptist beheaded. We know where the direction of this is going. Yeah. Some people will not like the power of God at work in the world, and yet the power of God at work in the world is deeper than death. Do we want to hear that today? Yes, we do. The word of God, the matter of God, the reality of God happens to John the Baptist in the wilderness. And he ends up in the Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That is, you get right with God right now because God's emissary is coming. That's what he says. And the point of all these people being named is that God works in specific places and at specific times, that place, that time, through John the Baptist. And yet we find ourselves in the wilderness, don't we? Sometimes we do. Things happen and they roll over us like the ocean does. Some of the feelings that we may have today are reflected in the Psalms, right? Like Psalm 69, the water is up to my neck, O Lord, please help me. Or Psalm 22, we might feel this way, we might feel angry. My God, why have you forsaken me? How can God take away somebody like Marlene, who was so full of life and strength and hope and health? How can someone take away Doris Lowen, a beloved person? We went and sang for her last week. The youth group and the choir did. She was all bubbly and happy to have us there. It was a blessing. And yet now she's died. Things happen that don't make sense, that are a shock, that hurt, and we end up in the wilderness. And yet I see you. I see you love each other. I see you witness to each other about a hope that's beyond death. And now we have the children who are going to tell us about the Christmas story. And we're going to sing some songs with them. So here's what is happening. During the presidency of Donald Trump in the United States, while Matt Bevin is the governor of Kentucky, and while Greg Fisher is the mayor of Louisville, the people of God at St. John, well, they were in the wilderness. And the matter of God, the reality of God, happened to you. And you came out with guns blazing, with a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Not just getting right with God for when God comes, but even more than that, a Spirit of God that sweeps us up into itself so that even while we are fallen and broken and grieving, and we might even not even be able to see God at all the times, nevertheless, God is always there. And God makes you and me and all of us, even as we're broken and fallen, into emissaries of the light, agents of heaven's change. As the prophet said from of old, see, I am sending my messengers ahead of me to prepare the way. That's not just John the Baptist. That's also you. Thanks be to God.